Good afternoon and welcome to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV with me, Vanessa Wunnang Sunamung. The headlines. The phenomenon of praise singers in almost all public manifestations in the Adamawa region is a routine carried out by groups of traditional artists to entertain onlookers with the hope of receiving banknotes in return. Hate speech is still used by many in the Northwest region despite sensitization done by the powers that be on the impacts of such. And the sale of articles made from bamboo and rattan is a rooted activity in the center region and that feeds many families. These and more will be yours right away. We begin in Goundary, where most public manifestations are spiced with several artistic displays, such as playbacks. However, these playbacks are sometimes characterized by much praise singing in a bid to woo the onlookers to cough out huge chunks of money to the delight of the artist. In the following report, staffman Amos Enonyaket Agbo reports on the changing tides of praise singing.
This genre of music is not new to all of those who have been to Goundary. It is music produced by a group of musicians known as the Father from the Lamido's Palace. This particular group comes out to entertain guests during public ceremonies, thereby showcasing the rich cultural heritage of the inhabitants of the Midlands. Today, the motif has changed. It is all about singing praises to those who can cough out banknotes for them. I was taken aback in a public event when one of the praise singers spotted this reporter and came out with this.
CRTV Adamawa, Amos Agbo Enonyaket, English Adamawa Kanko.
Seeing the chunks of money traditional praise singers take home after their performance, modern musicians have joined the queue of shouting out the names of influential or business persons in their musical pieces for financial remuneration. Baba Fatuma Taja Fama, Baba Isamai
Garisa Numa, Baba Haja Hawaja Fama. The cup was named to beg for money. Most of these politicians and business people go for cheap popularity, and those people call the name so that the people can give them some money. Even their albums do not sell.
They do this in order to attract attention because in our Cameroon society today, they lack sponsors.
Eze Donking, a local musician based in Goundary, brings forth some reasons for this practice.
Here in Goundary, music don't give anything. When we sing music, they are not selling. People are not interested in music. I don't have to call people name. What are we called? Is my God. I don't have to praise people for what they don't do, what they don't merit.
Staffman Amos Enonyaket Agbo reporting there. And we come back to the center region where the sale of articles made from bamboo and rattan is a grounded activity in the center. In the capital city, Yaoundé, many people are involved in the bamboo crafts producing beautiful articles of various types. Irene Manti Ayonge visited one of such markets and now reports.
It is a busy day at the Mvongbi neighborhood in the Yaoundé 3 municipality where objects of all types are made of rattan. In basket-woven barrets, some youth under the banner of an association weave objects made out of rattan and bamboos in all seasons, from cupboards to sofas, rocking chairs, dinings, baskets, shelves, tables, and even bedside lamps so beautifully weaved, with prices ranging from 5,000 francs to well over 300,000 francs.
We really make brisk money from the sales of our articles made from bamboo. People really patronize our business. There are days we sell 300 francs a day from articles like basket and cupboard. At times, we receive 2 to 3 commands from big customers a day. The government should put in more efforts to commercialize bamboo and rattan in the country and also in the foreign market.
The manufacturing material, they explain, come from virgin forests, particularly in the north, center, south, east, and littoral regions of the country, with at least 5 species of bamboo that need to be exploited. The arts permit hundreds of Cameroonians living in Yaoundé to feed, clothe and take care of their families while living a comfortable life. Besides furniture, bamboos and rattans have over 200 byproducts involving cosmetics, construction, micro components, medicine to name these. These manufacturers of bamboo and rattan are calling on the government to exploit the bamboo and rattan market more, as it is currently being estimated at a little over 11 trillion CFA francs. Irene Manti Ayonge for the regional news. For the regional news in the center.
And from Angola Town to the Hilltop Station in Bamenda, where health practitioners have warned against the practice of drying clothes in unkempt surfaces as it exposes children to skin infections. One of such infections is the skin maggot, which could be detrimental if not quickly attended to. Veronica Aje completes that story.
The parasitic skin infestation very often affects children, giving them high temperatures. Dr. Sibi, a general practitioner at the Bamenda Regional Hospital, says skin maggots emanate from a dirty environment.
The adults usually lay eggs on soil contaminated with feces or urine, and even on wet clothes and bed linens. These eggs hatch into the larva within a period of 2 to 3 days. Now, when you get in contact with the larva, either from the clothes, bed linens, or soil, it can penetrate and affect any part of your body, causing painful boil-like lesions, usually on the buttocks, the thigh, and the trunk.
While many parents are yet to comprehend with the development of maggots in human body, Dr. Sibi stresses on proper cloth ironing, especially in humid periods.
You should avoid drying clothes on the grass. You should iron all clothes before you put them on, as this helps to kill the larva and the eggs. You can change your bed linens frequently. Make sure your babies don't creep in dirty environments, and you should inspect your baby regularly for any sore or lesion. If you have pets, you should keep them clean always, as they can also be a source of infection.
Caution should thus be taken by all, as the fly larva, medics add, could affect one's seeing, smelling and hearing abilities. Veronica Aji for the regional news in Bamenda.
And we stay in Bamenda, where the use of hate speech is still a reality in spite of many warnings. Some people still disguise lures as jokes. Meanwhile, during heated arguments, the parties easily resort to using phrases that portray their opponents as lesser due to their background. Mercy Kusi reports that at this point, when the country is already dealing with several conflicts, it is important to sensitize constantly about the issue. Her report.
There are several phrases and words that had been normalized in our communities, which experts hold that must be erased from daily communication as they are injurious. The Conflict Research and Activity Implementing Coordinator of Defy Hate Now, Dr. Kinang Derek Fai, explains that hate speech, once used intentionally or not, has an effect on society.
I usually see hate speech as any form of communication, so to say, that causes prejudice or discrimination towards another individual or group as a result of the individual or group's background. It could be your race, your gender, sex, ethnicity, tribe, and what have you.
The best thing to do for hate speech to be curbed, as Dr. Kinang suggests, would be for people to observe and be savvy of the various ways through which it is propagated.
Most often you want to take into consideration the actors involved. Who is the person propagating the hate, and to who is the hate speech being propagated on? And you can follow that to want to know whether hate speech has occurred. You might also want to take into consideration the context within which the speech was made. You want to take into consideration the channel within which a speech was made.
Although it is accepted that people's intention for using certain words matters, there are international, regional, and national legislation that spells out sanctions with respect to hate speech, especially at this point in time when the state of Cameroon has made it a duty to nip the vice in the bud.
The 2019 law that came in to modify the 2006 2016 law, precisely in its section 241, which comes in to penalize hate speech.
In order not to falter or make regrettable utterances, speech control experts recommend the pause when speaking to enable individuals gather and self-edit thoughts before sending them out. Mercy Kusi for the regional news in Bamenda.
This is the regional news on the national station of the CRTV. The role of music in the preservation of Cameroon's unity cannot be overemphasized. Cameroonian musical artists, both of the old and young generations, have through songs which carry patriotic and unity messages contributed to fostering unity cherished by the nation. Cynthia Etim of CRTV Littoral now revisits the repertoire of musical pieces sung by Cameroonian artists of different generations. Sing along in this report.
A rallying song with lyrics promoting togetherness and love for country. Manu Dibango of blessed memory through this piece made his voice heard on Unity. Like him, Makossa legend Elvis Kemayo preached unity in his music titled O Cameroon. Linda Raymond, Marol Chamba, and Ndedi Eyango are not left out on the unity move through music. The younger generation equally reignites the spirit of unity, love, and positivity amongst Cameroonians. Even Dimbole Jean is not left out. Be it the old or young generation, Cameroon musical artists have shown proof of their undying love for fatherland, love for country worth saluting. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
And we now go over to the banks of River Benue in Garoua, where one of the major attractions at the Jumasi campus, which is serving as the Varsity Games Village, is the exhibition stand promoting the responsible use of social media networks. The exhibition stand, visited by lots of curious visitors and athletes, is loaded with literature that can help curious visitors and athletes to use their mobile telephones responsibly on social media. Mercy Ashunyabeyo of CRTV North comes back to some of the activities of the agents at this stand since the Games began.
The exhibition stand of the Delegation of Post and Telecommunications, MinPostel, in the North region has just a single goal to achieve at this year's University Games Village in Jumasi, Garoua. That is, to woo curious passersby and athletes with flyers and materials that can help navigate their mobile phone accounts and social media platforms responsibly. Ndumga Alens is the Chief of Service for Security and Information Systems in the North Regional Delegation of MinPostel.
Dans notre stand, nous recevions les jeunes qui étaient intéressés.
At our stand, we received so many youths. We came with over 200 brochures that we have shared. We share information and we told the youth that it's not everything you publish on social media. Almost impossible to do business today without exploring the new information technologies and social media networks, as Desi Denga, an entrepreneur at the Games Village, says.
I'm a promoter of a clothing brand. In my case, I mostly use social media like WhatsApp, like Twitter, like Instagram to promote my brand and to protect my account, and I use other applications that helps me to protect my account.
Fighting online hate speech, hacking of accounts, defamation of character, and online anonymity are some of the challenges users are facing in Cameroon and beyond. Mercy Ashunyabeyo, CRTV News, Garoua.
And that report puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard The phenomenon of praise singers is in almost all public manifestations in the Adamawa region is a routine carried out by groups of traditional music artists to entertain onlookers with the hope of receiving banknotes in return. Hate speech is still used by many in the Northwest region, despite sensitizations done by the powers that be on the impacts of such. And to the sale of articles made from bamboo and rattan is a rooted activity in the central region that feeds many families. The regional news was presented by Vanessa Wunang Sinamung.